today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
And today is the first of Muharram, 1445. Of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Tir 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of July 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, when we look at the calendar, this is the first day of the year 1445 according to Hijri calendar. So because this is the beginning of Muharram, we express our condolences to the beginning of this month, that is the month of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
On the commemoration of this great event, we have a series of programs on today's special. As usual, on this part, we'll listen to some verses of Chapter Fajr, verses 6 to 14, and then we'll learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad.
Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad?
Irama dhatil 'imad.
With Iram, who had lofty pillars.
التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد.
The likes of whom had never been created in the land.
وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد.
And with Thamud, who carved out the rocks in the valley.
وفرعون ذي الأوتاد.
And with Pharaoh, owner of the stakes.
الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ.
All of whom oppressed within the lands.
فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ.
And increased therein the corruption.
فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابِ.
So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment.
Inna rabbaka labilmirsad.
Indeed, your Lord is in observation.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
There is no doubt that the people of Ad were of the strongest and the most advanced people of their time, and their cities were the best. As the Quran says, there was not any city like that among other cities. There are many stories told about Shaddad and Shaddad's paradise. These stories are told by people and written in books so abundantly and frequently that his paradise and the gardens of Aram are used proverbially in the language, but they are all myths developed over time which have some roots in reality.
Hussein, 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 Mawlaya, ya Hussein.
During the month of Muharram, why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, by our gatherings? In order for every nation to be successful, it needs something to unify them and to bring them together. Without doubt, the most important cause of unity among the followers of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, which can bring millions of people together around a single pivot, is mourning for Imam al-Hussein and his devout companions. Mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam can help deliver men from tyranny, injustice, and colonial rule. Through the history, lamentations for the martyrs of Karbala have led to major and minor uprisings and revolutions, such as the revolution of Tawabin, that means the penitents, the revolution of Mukhtar, who killed several enemies of the Holy Prophet's family to avenge the tragedy of Karbala. Mukhtar Thaqafi inflicted a serious blow upon the strong Umayyad army in the wake of the event of Ashura. Dear brothers and sisters, on the beginning of the month of Muharram, we commemorate the memory of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and his true followers.
This is year 10 or 11 of Hijra. Ashura took place in year 61. So this is almost 50 years, half a century. The Prophet is telling them of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. Not only that, when they started weeping, the Sahaba, the companions, they cried. He said, the Prophet said, أَتَبْكُونَهُ وَلَا تَنصُرُونَهُ. You only shed your tears for him, but you are not willing to support him. I need more than tears. I need support. I want you to stand with Hussein. I want you to defend Hussein because Hussein represents Islam, true Islam. In the Islamic sources, sources that belongs to the school of companions and sources that belongs to the or belong to the school of Ahlul Bayt, these historic sources, historic books, books of hadith, they emphasize that the Prophet did eulogize Hussein and mentioned his martyrdom in more than 20 different locations in 20 different times. Sometimes, and this is in the Sahih, authentic books of hadith in the Sunni tradition, that the Prophet wept for him even before his birth. I haven't seen a man weeping and feeling sorry for his grandson even before the grandson is born. Why? Because Jibreel was telling the Prophet on behalf of God. He was informing the Prophet and telling him about what is happening to his grandson Hussein before his birth, before he was born. The Prophet was weeping. At the moment of his birth, when the lady brought Hussein, the baby Hussein, who was only a few minutes old, to his grandfather, the Prophet, peace be upon him, the Prophet took him, kissed him, hugged him, and then he wept. And when the lady asked, why you are weeping for him? He said, سَيُقْتَلُ بْنِي هَذَا. This son, this little baby son, Hussein, is going to be murdered by a group of my nation who attribute themselves to me. A moment of birth is a moment of celebration. It's a moment of joy. It's a moment of happiness. It's a moment of a smile and laughter. But the Prophet was weeping and crying.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
So today, on this episode of Today's Special, we learn one lesson from Imam al-Hussein, enjoining good and forbidding evil. One of the main social messages of Imam al-Hussein was fighting amongst people's ignorance. With the tyrants of the time blurring the lines between right and wrong, Imam al-Hussein vowed to sacrifice his life and lives of his family and companions in order to enjoin good and forbid evil, which also shows his servitude to Islam. Indeed, he did. Following his death, there were uprisings of Ibn al-Zubayr and Mukhtar al-Thaqafi, which eventually led to collapse of the Umayyad Caliphate. This teaches us to always enjoin good and forbid evil, even if it means sacrificing our own lives for the sake of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this part we'll listen to a short speech regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of Islamic Revolution. Many people visited Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and reproached him for his resistance. They were not bad or unimportant people. Some of them were wrong, the leading figures, but they misinterpreted the situation or were dominated by worldly frailties. How were Imam al-Hussein resisted was not dominated, and all those who followed and accompanied him were winners in the spiritual and inner fight. The mother who sent her young child to this battlefield with pride and contentment, the young person who forsook the worldly pleasures of life and devoted himself to the battlefield of fighting, the elderly individuals like Habib ibn Mazahir and Muslim ibn Osijeh, who forsook the comforts of their elderly ages and their comfortable house and tolerated difficulties, that brave commander who was an important person of the enemy's army at first, Horeb Yazid Riyahi, and abandoned his important position and enjoyed Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, they all won this spiritual inner fight.
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about bala, which means calamity, tribulation. And we're talking about that the core of Ashura is bala. And that's what the word Karbala has, bala in it, meaning that it is calamity, it is tribulation, it is misfortune. The first step of Ashura was taken by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And for us to reach a very high station by reciting Ziyarat Ashura, we need to know that the first step is understanding bala. And that is the step that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took. He coped with and dealt with the bala. He was the one that had patience in such tests and tribulations. As you know, brothers and sisters, bala and misfortunes are something that actually increases in rank. When you think of one of the greatest actions that the Ahlul Bayt did, You can think of Karbala because it is a place where Imam Hussein alayhi salam is being tested, and he's being shown that is he going to choose Allah or is he going to choose others than Allah. So with this test of Imam Hussein, we understand that bala brings tarfi' for the Ahlul Bayt. It raises their ranks. Even though for us, many times misfortunes happen, bala happens to us because of our own actions. And this is what the Holy Quran says, that it happens because of our own hands. But for the Prophets and the Ahlul Bayt, bala happens for them because of tarfi'. They don't have sins, they don't have faults. So Allah wants to elevate them, raise their rank. True, even for us, besides our sins being forgiven, we can be elevated in rank with bala. It has this characteristic. When we think of the greatest test, for example, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the greatest accomplishment, and what truly showed what Imam Ali was it his strike on the day of Khandaq that we can say was his greatest action? Was it that he slept in the place of the Holy Prophet in Laylatul Mabit, that he slept in his place when they were going to murder and attack the Holy Prophet, and he stayed in his place knowing that he would be attacked and murdered, but then they found out it was somebody else besides the Holy Prophet?
Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month in which Imam al-Hussein and his true followers were martyred. That was all for today's special, and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.